Hi, my name is Danny with Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide poll in Virginia. If you can help us, please, for example, are you registered to vote in Virginia?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, and next question. Okay, one moment, please. Now,
Hello?
And do you approve or disapprove of the Joe Biden's job performance as a president? Do you approve or disapprove?
Outstanding. I don't think he could do any better.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of Glenn Youngkin's job performance as a governor? Do you approve or disapprove?
Oh, yeah, Youngkin's good. That's good stuff.
Approve, okay. And will you say that things in the country are on the right track or wrong track?
Wrong track.
Okay, thank you. Next question. And will you say things in Virginia are on the right track or wrong track?
Wrong track.
And politically, do you feel Virginia is primary a southern state or not? Yes or no?
Virginia?
Yes.
No.
No, okay. And how would you rate Virginia's public school system? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Okay. And would you, thinking only about your local public school system, how would you rate it? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Okay. Thank you. Next. And will you say things in local K through 12 education are generally on the right track or wrong track?
Wrong track.
And thank you. Next. And Virginia is considering legislating creating educational success accounts, giving the parents a portion of state funding used to educate public schools' child for use on education costs, such as tuition, testing, fees, and books. If that child is not in their public schools, how much have you seen or read about this bill? Do you, a great deal, a moderate amount, only a little, nothing at all?
I don't know anything about that.
Nothing at all, okay. And supporters say it will give parents more choice when it comes to their children's education, while opponents say it will take away the money that should be spent on public schools. Will you support or oppose this legislation?
Yeah. I think I would support it, actually. I think that there's too much money wasted in the public schools.
Support
okay, thank you. And here's another one. Given what you know, would you be more or less likely to vote for a legislator who supports education success accounts? Is that much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
I don't know about that. I got to see who the candidate is.
Not a problem. And do you feel that all Virginia's kids should or should not be able to attend a public schools they are not zoned for?
They're not what?
They're not zoned for.
Not
do you feel
zoned
that
for.
Zoned.
Oh,
zoned.
Okay.
Zoned for.
No, I got you. Yeah, no, I think you should be able to go to any school that you want.
Should, okay. And do you feel that old Virginian students should or should not have access to the best public schools, regardless of race, gender, or income? Do you think should or should not?
Yeah, they should have access to the best schools.
Okay. And do you feel that old Virginia students should or should not have the access to any available public schools courses they choose to attend? Do you think should or should not?
No, they should.
They should. Okay, thank you. And in 2020, the Virginia General Assembly legalized the growth, possession, and consumption of marijuana, but it failed to create a regulated market for the sale of it. Since this time, Virginia has been proliferation of marijuana, black market, drug crime, and other public safety and health issues. Given this, would you support or oppose a bill that creates a legal regulated market for the sale of marijuana, where all products are tested, all retailers are licensed, and tax dollars are used to invest in public education and law enforcement? Do you support or oppose?
I oppose that.
Oppose, okay. Thank you. Next. And in Virginia, does create a legal market, if Virginia does create a legal market to regulate, test, and tax the sale of marijuana, do you believe licensure, priority, or other preference should or should not be given to Virginia hemp farmers? You think should or should not?
I don't think that should be legal.
Okay, should not. Okay. And do you support or oppose allowing biological males who self-identify as female to compete on girls' high school's athletic teams in Virginia?
Only in prison.
Do you support or oppose?
I oppose that.
I oppose. Okay, thank you. We are almost there, and thank you for your time. And do you support or oppose requiring schools to notify parents if their child is self-identifying as gender different than his or her biological sex?
Yes, parents.
Do you support or oppose?
I support the parents being notified.
Okay, thank you. Next. And do you support or oppose amending the state constitution to add language making clear that parents have the fundamental right to make decisions that direct the health, education, and upbringing of their children? Do you support or oppose?
Yes, parents should have that right. I support that.
Support, okay. And do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor child's preferred sexual orientation or gender identity? Do you support or oppose?
No, I oppose that.
Oppose that. Now, I'd like to ask you some questions about mental health care in Virginia. I would like to start by asking your opinion about availability of availability of mental health care or substance abuse treatment services in your community. Do you think that access to care in my community is good, or there is moderate access to care in my community, or access to care in my community is inadequate? Which one should I select for you?
I have no idea. I think there's plenty of care in my community.
Okay, access to care in my community is good, or there's moderate access to care in my community?
I would say there's moderate access.
Moderate access, okay. Thank you. Right now, the Virginia General Assembly is considering plans to strengthen the state's behavioral health care system. In your view, should that work be a high priority, a medium priority, a low priority, or it's not a priority?
I don't think that's a priority.
It's not a priority, okay. And one idea that's been offered is a state budget proposal to invest $230 million in new funding to expand and improve access to behavioral health care and substance abuse treatment across Virginia. Do you support or oppose this concept?
I support that.
And will you strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I'd like to hear your opinion about some specific aspects of this plan. The plan includes $20 million to fund more than 30 new mobile crisis teams to respond to calls to Virginia 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline to provide urgent help to people in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
More likely. Thank you. Next, it includes $9 million to support mental health patients' transportation to relieve the burden on police officers who often have to help transport patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
More likely. Thank you. And the plan has $15 million to expand mental health services for school-age students in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
More likely. Thank you. And it includes $58 million to increase and fund the number of crisis receiving centers and crisis stabilization units across Virginia. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
More likely. And the plan includes $50 million in funding to combat the opiate crisis and support programming to reduce fentanyl poisoning among young people. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan? More likely. And it includes funding to strengthen to behavioral health for workforces, expand telehealth services to serve more patients, and provide same-day services to patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
Less likely,
okay. Having heard more details of the plan to invest $230 million of new funding into mental health and substance use services in Virginia, please tell me whether you will now support or oppose this.
I'll probably support it.
And would you say strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat support.
So, okay. And thank you for your kindness to help us. We are almost done. Just a few more questions here. Virginia's public employees have the First Amendment right to choose whether or not to join and pay a union. Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to inform employees of that right? Do you think should or should not?
They should be informed of that right.
Okay. And do you feel public employers should or should not be required to get permission from an employee before providing that employee's personal information to union organizers? Do you think should or should not?
They should get their permission before they provide that information.
Okay, thank you. Next. Unions have been able to negotiate contracts for public employees with less than 1 out of 5 of the workers voting for the union. Before a union is given the ability to represent all public employees, do you think it should or should not have to gain a minimum percentage of support in elections? Do you think should or should not?
It should not.
Should not, okay. And once a union is formed, it can be in place for generations. Do you feel public employees should or should not have the right to have a periodic vote to keep the union at their workplace, remove it, or select a new one, select a new union? Do you think should or should not?
Yeah, they should have that right.
They should have the right. Okay, thank you. In 2021, a law was passed, Lincoln, Virginia, auto emission standards to those decided by the California Air Resources Board. By 2026, 35% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. By 2035, 100% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. Do you support or oppose repealing this law?
I oppose that law.
Oppose, okay. And federal tax brackets and deductions are indexed for inflation, so that taxpayers aren't penalized as inflation moves their incomes higher. Virginia does not do this. Do you feel Virginia should or should not index state tax brackets and deductions for inflation? Do you think should or should not?
I think they should.
Should, okay. And in terms of the political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Independent.
Independent. Okay, thank you. And what is your age? 18 through 34, 35 to 49, 50, 64, 65 and over?
I'm in my 50s.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following best describe your race or ethnicity? White or Caucasian, Black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian?
Asian,
okay. Thank you. And do you have a child that is currently enrolled in public or private K through 12 school? Yes or no?
No.
And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself a male or female for quality purposes?
Male.
Or other? No, thank you. This will conclude the survey. We appreciate it, your kindness to help us with this research. Thank you very much. I hope you have a nice night.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Thank you.